Joining me this morning, I have Katie Spry from Glenennis TAFE. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Now, I guess this time of year, everyone's starting to settle down for the year, but there's a fair bit starting up next year at TAFE, I understand.
Yeah, no, we've got some exciting courses next year. We have the courses that we have always run, but we've also got some new courses coming to our campus.
Okay.
So it's very exciting.
Excellent. So just maybe if we can just quickly run through, what are some of the ongoing courses that are staying?
Yeah, sure. So we have our business administration courses. We have hospitality. We have community services. And we also have individual support, as well as IT courses. And they're our most consistent courses we offer.
Okay, sure. So on top of those, what's being added to the stable for the new year?
So we have Certificate 2 in Retail Cosmetics coming, which is also known as Beauty.
Okay.
We have Certificate 2 in Construction, as well as Certificate 3 in Design Fundamentals, which is Art, Creative Arts.
So that design course, is that the sort of course that you would do if you were just interested in art or design for the sake of art and design, which is wonderful, or is it something that you can hope to look at employment through afterwards?
Yes, definitely. So the Cert 3 in Design Fundamentals prepares you to actually start a career in the creative industries or develop the, your already known skills in the creative industries. And it also allows you to choose an area to specialise in. These could be graphic design, interior design, jewellery, production and entertainment, visual arts, photography, ceramics, or also fashion design and textile design and printing. So it's actually a range of specialisations that you can do inside the course, and it's up to the individual student, which means that it is more tailored to them and their interests and needs.
Okay, and just to clarify something you said there, it might be to formalise some skills you've already got. So, for example, someone might be making their own jewellery already.
Yes.
But maybe don't have the qualification or don't have all of the skills around that. That's
exactly
the sort of thing that they would...
That's right. You know, it's developing on already known skills, but also getting that certificate and qualification behind you to be able to present that to employment opportunities, but also if you wanted to then go into your own business in jewellery making. Or it might be that you you know how to sew, but you want to get the more information on textile and where, you know, where it can go and develop those skills. And then again, if you want to create your own business or look at employment opportunities in the fashion industry.
Okay, cool.
So it's a course that allows students to be able to design and apply makeup for a range of occasions that is tailored to the customer. So for example, you would be looking at the customer's skin type and designing a look to suit the customer. So does the customer like heavy makeup or does the customer like more natural? And it allows students to develop their skills and also look at a range of different products and then how to apply those products into the industry, which can then generate employment and further their career opportunities and education into Certificate 3 in Beauty.
Okay, cool. And look, again, you know, I'm no expert on beauty, but taking a walk around town or a drive around town, there's obviously a call for it here in our town. There's lots of salons and various other complementary businesses, I guess. So there's every chance that there could be opportunities there for students, I imagine.
Yes. Well, there are apprenticeship opportunities as well that students can branch into, which is allowing them to get into the Certificate 3 in Beauty. But there's also the opportunity to still work in a salon with the Certificate 2 in Retail Cosmetics and be an assistant or help out, you know. There's a range of different opportunities available with this course, and it also allows people to, you know, if they want to start up their little home business in makeup and do formal, you know, women for formals or women for weddings and things like that. It's just allowing them to get into the industry with that introductory course.
Okay, Katie. Well, I understand you. There's one or two other courses you want to tell us about, but we're just going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors first, if that's okay.
Yes.
And we'll be back after this.
Gurrawa Gallery is home to internationally acclaimed Aboriginal artist Lloyd Hornsby. Call in to view a selection of Lloyd's significant artworks and the current exhibition, or visit our new interactive website with all of the works online, gurrawagallery.com. Bring along your friends and relax in the wonderful COVID-safe atmosphere at the gallery, whilst enjoying a great Merlot coffee and something tantalising from the menu. Make your day even better with a visit to our sponsor, Gurrawa Gallery on Church Street South.
Glen Innes Waste has a new name, New England Waste, because now they service more of the New England area, but everything else is the same. Run by the Lancasters for 40 years, they're the locals you can trust for residential and commercial waste removal. Skips, backyard junk, cleanups and front lift collections, septic tanks and portaloos, you name it. New England Waste, new name, new bigger service area. Same waste removal expertise since 1979. Call 0429 323 696 or search New England Waste.
Station sponsor.
Your local radio station 2CBD, with local knowledge to keep you up to date with what's on in your community.
Thanks again for tuning to 2CBD this morning. Joining us further now is Katie Spry from our local TAFE campus. Katie, you've been telling us about some of the new courses that are coming up in 2021. Just for a total change of pace, I think you were mentioning something about construction.
Yes, we also have Certificate 2 in Construction coming to our campus, which hasn't been offered for quite a number of years, so it's quite exciting to get it back. And the Certificate 2 in Construction creates a strong foundation for students to excel in the building industry. And it's also an introductory course into the carpentry industry and allows students to gain hands-on industry experience, which is suited for both men and women who wish to learn the basics to construction and how to perform general handyman duties instead of calling someone in. So it's a fantastic course that is tailored to both genders, and it's going to run for 9 weeks. The days are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 8 till 4. So it's a short course, and it's going to be a very hands-on practical course.
Okay, well, that's cool. So I guess I'm just speculating here. So if you wanted to get into that industry, that sounds like a great place to start. But also if you were, you know, maybe just wanting to improve your skills around the house.
Definitely. We have a lot of women that actually ask us if we have handyman courses happening because they are finding it difficult to get a handyman to come fix locks or chisel back a door because the house has moved due to the black soil or, you know, whatever it might be. And this course is fantastic for those who just want to do general duties around the home to improve but not fork out the money for it. So
yeah, okay. Well, speaking about money, because that's going to be the question on a lot of people's minds as we talk about these. Some of these courses do sound really interesting, but how do we pay for them? Are there options there for people?
There are. So we have many scholarships available at TAFE New South Wales. These include Job Trainer, the Mature Age Scholarship, and Smart and Skilled Fee-Free Scholarships, as well as concession fees. So it is based on an individual circumstance. And what we encourage is that students come down, have a chat to us at the Glen Innes campus, tell us your circumstance and where you're at, and we're going to look at the best possible option for you to complete that course.
Well, it sounds like there's a whole heap of new courses coming on board as well as the old favourites. So how is that? How are these being delivered? Are they all in person or is there other technology being used or anything like that?
Yeah, so being a connected learning centre means that we do have state-of-the-art technology down at our facility. However, the three courses that I've just spoken about today are actually all face-to-face. They will encompass some of the technology that we have available at the campus. However, your teacher will be physically present in the room, which is something that a lot of students are excited about because they aren't used to technology and speaking through a computer or a TV screen. So even though that is very exciting for some students, other students like it to go back to the to the basics. And so these three courses are all face-to-face.
Okay. And it sounds like the courses there anyway are fairly hands-on, so you'd want someone there with you. Absolutely, if anyone has ever seen me throwing a hammer around, you'd want someone supervising. Katie, those courses all sound really interesting, and certainly the hands-on aspect of them, sir, sounds interesting to me at least, and certainly I'm sure it will to many of our listeners. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us about them at all?
Yeah, I just want to mention that all our courses that I've mentioned here today are nationally recognised and accredited, and also our RTO number is 9003.
Lovely. That sounds like an easy one to remember.
That's right. Thank you.
So, Katie, you've touched on it before, but if someone wanted to find out more, what's the best way to go?
Come down to and visit us at the campus. We're at 65 Grey Street, Gleninnis, and we're available Monday to Friday, 8:30 until 4:30 p.m. We have brochures on offer. We have teachers that we can get on call. If you have any questions or you want to find out more, come visit us and we're more than happy to give you a hand.
Okay, excellent. Great. So that was 65 Grey Street.
That's right.
And if someone maybe wanted to call ahead, what's the phone number down there?
6739 0500.
Wonderful. Katie, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to come and talk to us this morning. Some interesting stuff happening in the new year. Hopefully, fingers crossed, new year 2021 is a little bit different to 2020.
Yes. Thank you, David. Appreciate
it. No worries. Thanks for coming in.